baby. This is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. This is Sensei Doug. I run the martial arts store right by you.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, that's good. Business doing pretty good and all that?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, really good.
That's good. Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Oh, sure. No problem. Hey, listen. Do you think maybe you could stop fucking looking at me like that every time I come in? Because, like, every time I come in, you're just looking at me like that. And just stop looking at me. I'm tired of you looking at me. Giving me those snake eyes.
What?
Giving me those fucking snake eyes and just looking at me. Just stop looking at me.
Are you joking right now?
Not at all. I am sick of it. I'm a sensei. My name is Sensei Doug. I shouldn't have to put up with this. I'm just trying to do my job, go to work. And every time I come in, you're looking at me.
Okay, this is a joke.
I am not.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't. First time I've seen you was when I first started here 3 months ago. I haven't seen you since. So I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, is the owner then? Because one of you females in there are just looking at me. Like, I come in, I have to walk around all that shit you put out on the sidewalk, all those strollers and toys and shit. It looks like my ex-wife's backyard or something.
Okay, well, this call is a very harassing call, and I could call the cops on you for calling me, cursing me out like this.
I'll call the cops. Call the cops and tell them you've been looking at me, and I feel threatened every time I come to my own work.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
And your lazy eyes freaking me out. And she's gone. One more time. Nobody hangs up on Sensei Doug.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sorry about that, baby.
Oh, hey, it's Sensei Doug again. I got hung up on by that girl that's always giving me the snake eye whenever I come to work.
Oh?
Yeah, listen, I talked to the building manager. I talked to the owner of this building, and he says you can't keep all your shit out on the sidewalk. Because I almost trip over it every time I get here. I have to walk around. It's a sidewalk. It's not a fucking display window. It's a sidewalk. This is Sensei Doug from upstairs.
Okay.
And it's a sidewalk. Do you know what a sidewalk is? The purpose of a sidewalk? It's so you can walk on it.
Are you talking about our clearance rack in front of our store?
All the shit in front of the store. You always have strollers out there. It looks like a goddamn garage sale. You have strollers and toys.
Is there a reason you're cursing
shit
at me?
Because every time I come to work, you guys are looking at me. You're just looking at me. Stop looking at me like that.
Give
me the fucking snake eye every time I come to work. I shouldn't have to feel threatened just coming to work, you know?
Is this a joke?
No. I'm sick of all this shit. I'm like, all this time I've been having to walk around all that crap in the sidewalk. It's like,
why do you even park in front of our store? What are you having to walk around? I don't understand.
I come in front of the store all the time, and you guys know that because you always look at me. I mean, guess what? The dumpster's in back. If you want to throw all your crap away, throw in the dumpster. Just don't leave it on the sidewalk.
We don't leave anything on the sidewalk. We put stuff out for display that's for sale. If you have a problem with it, I guess you could take it up with the property manager.
I have.
Don't call me cursing at me.
He told me. He said, I'll talk to them. I'll get them to stop leaving shit all over the sidewalk.
Okay, that's great. Then he can call and talk to us. Otherwise, I guess you should just open your eyes and watch where you walk.
It look like a bunch of hobos live here.
This is the most ridiculous phone call I've ever received. Nobody's giving you snake eyes. You think we stand in front of the store and wait for you to walk by every day?
No, I can see you from inside.
I don't even know who you are or what you look like. Are you crazy?
I can see you from inside. You're all judging me and, like, just looking at me.
Judging you? How do you see us from inside? You think we're sitting there watching you,
waiting for you? I have ninja eyes. I'm Sensei fucking Doug.
Okay, fucking Doug. Have a good day.
Oh, you're going to curse at me now. You're going to curse at me now.
Well, it's okay for a day to bring some calls like PLA. Those guys are pretty rad. Just pick up the phone, listen for a dial tone, and have a good laugh at your pad. Having fun at their expense, well, it makes a lot of sense. Exploiting follies of human nature. I'm not talking about glory holes, just talking about people's souls. Oh man, those cacti are bad. Well, it's okay for a date or prank some calls on PLA. Those guys are pretty rad, led by Brad. Just pick up your phone, listen for a dial tone, and have a good laugh at your pad. Having fun at their expense, well, it makes a lot of sense. Exploiting follies of human nature. I'm not talking about glory holes, just talking about people's souls. No, man, those cacti are bad. Charging stupid bitch fees instead of giving books for free. That Patterson guy's a real winner. Leaving pipes in people's cars and killing lawns of neighbors' yards while calling to interrupt their dinner. Twitter and Comcast complainers always getting calls from strangers asking for their first and last names. Getting them all riled up and told those kids shut the fuck up. Roy Jarbell knows how to make it insane.
Hey there, welcome to the Snowplow Show for July 24th, 2017. This is the 383rd episode of the Snowplow Show, and it's brought to you by Hendrick G. Thank you, Hendrick G, for being a supporter on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. So that intro song you heard, I'm not sure if I've played that before. It's by a guy named Pillow Man, and he sent it to me in September of 2016, and he says, "Hey, buddy, I'm not your buddy, pal. But I liked your prank so much over the past year that I've listened that I figured I'd write a song about it." And he just goes on and on and on, and he says he sent it before, but I never responded to him. And, you know, I had the whole FBI raid thing happen shortly after he sent this, so maybe it never got played. Maybe it did. I remember the name of his band. It's called Pillow Man and the Box Cutters. And you can find their music at pillowmanandtheboxcutters.bandcamp.com. And he tells me to keep on keeping on and stuff like that. So thank you, Pillow Man, for sending this song in. And I'm sorry if I really took a year to play it. I may have played this, you know, a year ago, but I don't remember. I kind of lost track of all the stuff you guys sent me after all the craziness last year. But I'm slowly getting it all back together. I found quite a few submissions that people have sent me that I kind of forgot about. So, you know those changes I made to snowplowshow.com, and it's all forwarded to phonelosers.com now? And I looked on my podcast app, and I noticed it caused a bunch of double entries. On the feed that used to be located at snowplowshow.com, it was broken for a few days. That was my fault. Sorry. But now it's fixed again, and both feeds should work. So, if you noticed a bunch of weirdness with your feed, that's why. And also, remember I said I had all the archives up, and they were all done? Finally, after all this time, well, I noticed that I completely forgot to do 2015. Like, I guess the 2015 RSS feed, that's all done, but the 2015 archive page is not done. Or it wasn't. I did about half of it. I still have to do the last half of it. Stupid, stupid me. I'll try and get that done this week. I won't take, you know, 3 years to do it this time. But if you are interested in hearing old episodes of the Snowplow Show, this can be done by going to phonelosers.com/snowplowshow. And there's an archive link, and hopefully that'll work and everything if you go to that. Except for 2015. I guess that's all the announcements I have today, so let's get on with the business of telling people about their snake eyes.
Thank you for calling Dollar Tree. Jenny speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Jenny?
Yes.
Hey there. It's Sensei Doug. I work over here at the Sonic, you know, across from you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Oh, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Is it hot enough for you?
Hi, it sure is.
Yep.
Can I help you with something?
I was just wondering, like, you know, when you come into work and you're like walking up to the store and you're just kind of always looking over here at Sonic, you're just looking at us and giving us those snake eyes and stuff. Like, do you think you could just cut that out?
Would you like me to call the police?
Well, no, of course not. I was just asking, could you please not look at us like that? Because we're just trying to do our job here. We don't
Could you please not call here again?
Well, just stop looking at us then, okay? All right, whatever. Just for that, I'm going to be Jenny when I call Sonic. We'll see how she likes that. Wait, no, I can't be Jenny because I'm Sensei fucking Doug. How am I going to be Jenny?
It's a great day today. Sonic, this is Kevin. How may I help you?
Hey, Kevin. This is Sensei Doug over at the Dollar Tree. And, you know how, like, when you come in to work and you're just kind of always looking over here? Like you're always just looking at me and the other employees and just eyeing us?
Sure.
Do you think you could cut that out? Because it's kind of creeping us out, and we're just here to work, you know? We don't want any trouble.
We can't really look inside of your building, though.
I know, but, like, you know, we're always over there at the side smoking and stuff, and I don't know. Do you guys have a problem with people smoking?
I'll let you talk to my manager.
Oh, no, you can handle it. You can do it. It's okay, Kevin. You got this. Okay, I guess he doesn't. Oh, there we go. I just turned on satellite view on Google Maps. I can see what he's saying now. Sonic is pretty much completely behind Dollar Tree. But there's parking over there in the back. And whenever I'm over there in my car, you know, smoking a joint, they're just looking at me.
Hello, this is Tracy. How may I help you?
Oh, hey there, Tracy. This is Sensei Doug over at Dollar Tree.
I can barely hear you. I'm sorry. Hold on. Okay, I'm sorry. What was that?
It's okay. This is Sensei Doug over at the Dollar Tree. Can you hear me?
Yes.
And
yeah, I can. I can barely hear you. But.
Okay. Well, it just seems like you and Kevin mostly, like, whenever you're driving over to work, you're just kind of looking at us. Like me and the other employees, you're just kind of looking at us. And can you please just...
Okay, first of all, I don't even drive to work. I walk to work, and I can't even see over there when I get to work.
I know.
If we're really going to be that petty, then you guys are staring at us, noticing that they're looking at you. What? Nobody here even drives. So
no, we never
look. I hope you need to get something better going on with your life than to worry about who's staring at you, okay?
Well,
Thank you. I'm trying
to do my job over here. Whoa. She took the whole thing very personally. So it looks like next we have a Marathon gas station, which is... I don't know, catty corner from Dollar Tree and right across the road from Sonic. Oh, and then there's a Verizon store in the same parking lot as the gas station. And it is, like, right there. It's, like, in the gas station parking lot, totally within looking distance. Oh, and there's a Great Clips. This is going to be
the
awesome.
Number you have reached has been disconnected.
What?
For directory assistance, you may call 411.
Come on.
Or your directory assistance.
How's the gas station, like, how's their number been changed? That's the number that Google has. Okay, let's try the Verizon store.
Thank you for calling Verizon.
Para Españolo Primera Estrella.
The iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus in product red, along with the new iPad 9.7-inch and new iPhone SE, are now available. For the latest details, please ask your store representative or visit VerizonWireless.com or MyVerizon on your
choices.
Handset. Thank you. This call may be recorded.
That's nice.
To hear our store hours and address, press 1. Technical support on your device, 2. To purchase a device or service, 3. For billing and all other questions, 4. To hear this menu again,
right.
7.
I think it's 3.
To further assist you, your call is being transferred.
Oh.
Please hold while we connect your...
All right, yeah, I have this problem getting through to Verizon stores. I don't know what the option is. To not get transferred to the toll-free number. By the way, if you ever want to call Verizon Wireless and you want your number to not show up on their caller ID displays, then just call a Verizon store. So I'm just going to call Great Clips, I guess.
Thanks for calling Great Clips. Home online check-in. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, who's this?
Kelsey.
Oh, hey, Kelsey. It's Dave over at the gas station.
Hey.
It's Sensei Doug at the gas station. Dave's my manager.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, do you think you could stop looking at us? Like it seems like when you don't have any customers in there, you guys are all just sitting over there, just looking out the windows at us.
What?
I'm serious. I'm not kidding around. You need to, you know, we're over here trying to do a job, and you guys are just looking at us.
Uh huh.
So could you stop, please?
Are you getting a haircut?
No, absolutely not. Not from someone that's just gonna sit over there and look at me.
Oh, my.
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Can you blame me?
Nope.
So do you think...
All right. Well, I got to sign people in.
Yeah, I bet. Like, in between looking at us and cutting hair, you're going to sign people in, right? Okay, fine. If you're not going to stop, then I don't know. Maybe we'll just look at you. Whatever. Bye.
Okay, you look at us.
Okay, we will. We're going to look at you all day.
I got to go.
See how you like it. See how you feel. Give you guys snake eyes. Now, see, that was a normal response. That's how somebody should respond when I call them up with something stupid like this. This show would just totally suck if everyone acted sensibly, like that person.
Lemonade, may I help you?
Hi, this is Sensei Doug over at the Marathon gas station.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, do you think, like, when you're driving to work and, you know, you're passing by the gas station, can you just stop looking at us like that? Just quit looking at us?
Huh?
Like, whenever you drive by the gas station, you're just always, like, looking over at us. You're just looking. Like, me and the other employees, we're doing our jobs over here, and you're just looking. You're just looking over here all the time.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, don't curse at me, ma'am. I'm a Christian. I'm just asking you to please stop looking. Stop looking here and giving us
well, you
us
must
those.
Be hot then. That's why I'm looking at it, you think?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I am not a pretty person to look at. So it's not that. I doubt it's Chad. You need to just stop making excuses and quit looking at us like that. Quit giving us those snake eyes.
Okay.
She hung up in laughter. That was great. And I guess that's all I can call in this shopping center. I mean, there's a big Walmart. And there's a Lowe's, Home Improvement, but those are no good. Those stores are too big. And holy crap, look at this. This Walmart is just covered in solar cells. That's pretty cool. You don't see that too often. The entire roof is just covered in solar cells. It's like they're living in the future. So, I don't know. Let me look up another Dollar Tree. I can't remember if I mentioned this at the beginning, but I'm just searching for Dollar Trees because those are always in shopping centers. And they're always surrounded by other businesses. Like this one. Here's a Dollar Tree, a Great Clips, and a Shell gas station. Oh, and here's more stuff across the street. This will be perfect. Let's start with Great Clips.
Thank you for calling Great Clips. This is Cheyenne. How may I help you?
Hey, Cheyenne, this is Sensei Doug over at the gas station across from you. Cheyenne?
Hello?
Hi, Cheyenne. Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, that's great. Hey, I'm calling from the gas station across from you. You know?
Okay.
And I was wondering, like, our employees here, like me and the other employees, we noticed that you guys are always looking over here while we're trying to, you know, do our job and pump gas and stuff. Can you just stop looking at us and giving us snake eyes and all that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean...
That'd be great. I mean, I know you guys aren't very busy because it's not a very good business. But, I mean, can't you just, like, I don't know, find something to do? Like, sweep the floors or, I don't know, just do something besides looking at us all the time?
Okay. Sorry about that.
It's okay. We forgive you. I know you're just probably bored over there because not very busy. But, you know, we got lots to do over here and we don't have time to be looked at all day.
Okay.
It makes us very uncomfortable.
We don't try to stare over there, but I'm sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. Hey, could I talk to every other employee there, too, and just let them know not to look at us?
All right.
Okay, yeah, put the next one on, please.
All righty. Thank you. Bye.
No, not bye. Damn it. I just wanted to make sure my message was heard and it was being taken seriously.
Dollar Tree. This is Maggie. How can I help you?
Hey, Maggie. This is Sensei Doug over at the gas station across from you.
This is, you guys are what?
My name is Sensei Doug. I'm at the gas station next door. You know, like right next door, the Shell station.
Yeah.
And, hey, I was wondering, do you think maybe, you know, like when you're driving into work and you're pulling in, and do you think you could just stop looking at us like that, giving us those snake eyes? It's weird. Hello? Maggie, hello? Can you hear me? Hello? I hear you breathing. Maggie? Oh, okay. I guess Maggie's not interested in working things out, so let's call this wine shop that's right across the street from her.
Wine.
Hi there. This is Sensei Doug over at the Dollar Tree. You know, across the street?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Not too bad. Just hanging in there, taking it one day at a time.
It's the dude from the Dollar Tree? Oh. Hell yeah, tell myself what up.
What
can I do for you?
What's that guy saying about me?
I told him it was the guy from the Dollar Tree, and Derek said, "What? Tell him, so what's up?"
Oh, yeah. No, Derek is actually the one. I don't want to talk to him, really. But, like, it just seems like, I don't know, when he comes to work in the morning, he always, like, you know, before he walks in, he just kind of looks over at us and looks at us. Mm-hmm. He's just kind of, like, giving us snake eyes. Do you think you could ask Derek to cut it out, please?
Okay.
Like, and I know it's not just him, it's all of you.
Okay.
And I don't know, can you guys just stop giving us those snake eyes all the time? Because we're just trying to do our job here.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll tell Derek too, I guess. Go ahead and put him on. Since you're not reacting at all. Such a boring call.
Hello?
Hey, Derek?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey there, it's Sensei Doug from the Dollar Tree.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Oh, not much. Do you think you could just stop looking at us every time you come to work? And, like, when you come out during work, you're always just standing there looking at us, and... Can you just please stop?
For real?
Yeah. I mean, I
know
it's...
I just stare off smoking a cigarette. I don't have anything against you. What makes you guys so special for me to want to sit there and look at you guys?
But you're always giving us snake eyes. And I don't know why you look at us. That's what I'm saying. It's just weird. And can you please cut it out?
Suck my dick, bud.
What? What? That was not professional at all. That was a wine store of some sort. I think like a distributor or something. And you know what's weird? I noticed this while I was looking at the maps. Google is now, like, on the aerial view of the cars. Their software is now taking the cars out of the aerial photo. Like, the ones on the road, anyway. Like, there's this auto wrecking yard right next to the Dollar Tree, and it looks like most of their cars are there, but some of them are just half there. Like, they've been erased. And it's not because it's just a half of a car. It's really digitally erased. And two or three of the cars at this wine store, they're sort of partially erased, but others aren't. But definitely all the ones on the road, or almost all of the ones. Sometimes it doesn't erase them properly, and they're just kind of like a ghost car. Like, you can just see little pieces of them, and there's all these weird smudges across the road. It's very strange. I didn't know they did this. Have they always done this? I should call up Google right now. Tell them to stop looking at me. Oh, here we go. This looks like this might be a motorcycle shop. I should say I'm Sensei Derek over at the wine store. Tell him, suck my dick. And I guess
we... Our normal business.
Yep, no answer on that one. Google does say that they're closing soon. So let's move on to the next Dollar Tree, which has a Texas Roadhouse across from it, and a supplement store, an athletic store, and Buffalo Wild Wings. Hi, this is Sensei Doug over at the Texas Roadhouse, you know, across from you.
Yes.
And, hey, I was wondering, do you think you guys could stop looking at us all the time?
Start what?
Can you please stop looking at us all the time? Like, you know, we're out there, like, taking our smoke break and stuff out by the side, and you guys are just all over there looking at us.
Like, we're all in the store here.
I know, but you're like, you're inside those windows, and you're all just like standing there staring at us, just looking at us and giving us snake eyes.
I'm thinking you're confusing somebody else. Yeah, we're all busy in the warehouse right now.
The warehouse?
Yeah, we're on the truck right now. And my catches are like ringing. I don't know who you're talking.
Oh, no, I don't mean like right now exactly. I just mean in general. Like, you guys are always just looking at us and giving us snake eyes. Like,
okay, well, make sure I mention myself, not to look at you guys.
Okay, but it's especially you. I think it's you. Aren't you the ringleader? Like, you're the main person that's looking?
Sir, I don't know what you're talking about here.
Well, it's just like, I don't know.
I'm way too busy to be giving anybody the evil eye. I mean, that's...
Snake eyes.
Snake eye, whatever you call it, but yeah. If that's what you're calling about, I'll make sure, you know, that won't happen.
Yeah, it's just that I'm a sensei, and, you know, everyone over here respects me, and when you're over there just looking at me and giving me snake eyes, it makes everyone lose respect for me.
Okay, that's fine. I'll make sure, okay?
Okay.
I gotta go back doing what I gotta do
here. Okay, because to be honest, it's kind of scary. It's like you're gonna come over here and fight with us, and we don't want any trouble. We're just taking a smoke break, that's all.
That's fine. Take your smoke break. Enjoy.
We've got work to do. We've got work to do, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Okay, well, just stop. All right, whatever. I'm going to just move on to another shopping center, I guess, because I've called up pretty much everyone around this one, and nobody's really picking up. I don't know what's going on. I'm calling people in my own time zone now, so I think they'll be around. Oh, here we go. Here's the Dollar Tree next to an auto parts store. And pretty much nothing else. Just an auto parts store. I mean, nothing I can call, really. Hello?
Thank you for calling Dollar Tree. It's Jennifer. How can I help you?
Hey, Jennifer. This is Sensei Doug over at the auto parts place next door.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. What's going on?
That's good to hear. Hey, I was just wondering, it seems like every time you come to work, like, you're always just kind of looking at us, like looking through the windows and staring at us, and like, I don't know, are you wanting us to come out or something, or?
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
Yeah, like every time you come in, you're just like looking at us, like looking through the windows and just staring, like you've got a problem, giving us snake eyes.
This is Napa?
Yeah, next door. And, you know, we're just trying to do our job here. I mean, is there a problem or something?
I don't know that I'm staring at you.
Maybe you're just, like, not realizing you're doing it. But, like, every time you drive by or you walk by, you're just staring at us.
I never walk by your store, hon.
Well, I
only walk by when I go in.
Right. That's what I mean.
But I only go in maybe once a month or twice a month.
Why? Do you only work that much? Are you lazy?
Who is this?
This is Sensei Doug from Napa.
Let me come over and talk to you. I'll be right there.
Wait, what for? No, we don't want you... What? Hey! Uh-oh, let's call up Napa real quick.
Thanks for calling Napa. Jeff, how can I help?
Oh, hey Jeff, this is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Napa.
Yes.
And we've just been getting some a couple reports that you guys are just like looking at people, like they're in the shopping center, like other employees at other stores and stuff.
And we're doing what?
Just looking, like every time they walk by or drive by, you guys are just like looking, like through the windows, giving people
snake
eyes.
No, the windows are at the opposite end of the store.
Yeah, but they're just saying like you guys are by the windows and you're just kind of looking at people.
No, like people, I don't know what they're talking about.
People like next door at the stores and across in the shopping center.
I have no idea why someone would say that. Well, and we're not a corporate store anyway. We're a franchise.
Oh, I know that. It's just it's the Napa name, and we can't have people just looking at everyone.
I understand that. No problem. But I'm surprised. I mean, I've been here. I started at 8 o'clock this morning. I've been here all day, and you literally can't stand at the windows. You can stand at the very front door, but our front windows are covered with a battery rack and some posters.
Well, yeah, but the door has windows.
Yeah. But I'm saying there's been nobody standing up there looking at anybody.
Oh, can you check with the other employees? Have they been looking at people?
No, they. I've been here all day, and with everybody, we're all behind the counter.
Oh, are you up in front right now?
No, I'm back at the counter.
Oh, is there any way you could just ask the other employees, just say, hey, have you guys been looking at anyone?
Hold on.
Or you could put them on the phone with me. You should bring the phone with you.
I'm with a guy named Doug who accused me of staring at this in this...
Was the guy's name Doug that complained to you?
The lady
next door, who's the manager of the dollar store next door, happens to be in here.
Oh.
And she just overheard me, and she said got a call from a guy named Doug complaining that her employees were staring at him in the parking lot.
Oh, that's probably, you've
got a nutcase on your hands.
Oh, I don't think so, because it's multiple stores, like a family market over on the corner, and then the dollar
market.
Yeah, just because you know their name doesn't mean you can look at them like that.
What?
He says every time I park, I stare at them. Do I have
no.
a problem with them?
I'm sorry. I really have to disagree with whoever's telling you this has got a marble loose.
Well, that lady that's in there right now, is she by chance looking at you right now?
Yeah, she's standing at the counter looking at me right now.
There you go. Is she doing the snake eyes thing? I think she's just trying to be more intimidating. She's coming in there now and looking.
What's your name?
Oh, wait, I got that backwards. My name is Sensei Doug. I'm from the corporate office with Napa.
You know, why would you call the lady at the dollar store and ask her if she's... Your name's not Sensei Doug.
No, I'm from the corporate office.
What's your phone number?
It's on your caller ID. It's
420-6969. What's your phone number? I'll call you back.
Well, yeah, just call back the number in your caller ID. It's right there.
Give me your phone number.
Why don't you have caller ID? It's 2017.
Listen, pal. I got no time to put up with your bullshit.
Okay,
you're
well,
not
listen,
corporate Napa, you're a nutcase.
Listen here, buddy.
Stop calling
I'm not your pal.
Give me any crap.
Hey, don't use the crap word on my phone. Well, there we go. I just made the lady at Dollar Tree and the guy at Napa. They're going to be best friends now. They're going to be smiling and waving at each other, and she's going to jokingly put her hands over her eyes when she passes by so she doesn't look at him. And it's all thanks to me. And wow, I really fucked that up. I had the wrong person looking. I was saying she was looking at them when they're the ones looking at her. What a mess.
Margaret, how may I help you?
Hey there. Hey, this is Sensei Doug over at the Dollar Tree next door.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, I was wondering, are those people over at Napa, are they looking at you guys too when you drive by?
Huh?
Are they looking at you guys whenever you drive by? Or are they just looking? Like they're just looking, like just staring and giving you snake eyes? Because they do that to us all the time. Are they doing that to you?
The Napa? Like the one down, like past you guys?
Yeah, just right next door to us. Like every time we go by, they're just looking at us and staring at us, giving us snake eyes.
I don't think so. I haven't been paying attention, but
yeah,
I hope not.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll be out there like taking a cigarette break, and they come out and they just look at us. They drive by and look at us. They're just looking like, you know.
That's no good.
But they don't do that to you?
Well, I mean, we pull right, so we don't really go by them.
I see. Well, I suggest you keep doing that because they're just looking at everyone. They're giving everyone snake eyes, and we didn't even do anything to them.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, can you tell that guy in the background to shut the fuck up? Tell him you're on the phone. I mean, like, point to your phone. Be like, I'm on the phone, pal. Don't you see him on the phone? Hello?
Yeah.
There's no response to that?
Well, I mean, I don't know what we can do about it.
No, I mean the guy.
Have you tried talking to them?
The really rude person. No, because they're just looking at me. I feel intimidated. And it feels really... it doesn't feel good to be intimidated because I'm a sensei.
Ah.
And it's not cool. They're just looking at me all the time. Can you put that customer on the phone? Just put him on the phone. I'm going to talk to him.
What?
I want to talk to that customer. He's being rude. Just put him on real quick.
He's gone.
Fuck. Okay, all right. Well, I was just calling to see if they were looking at you, too, because they look at us all the time, and they give us snake eyes.
Huh, that's not good.
I know. I know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe... I don't know.
Maybe you're
if you don't want to talk to them, I don't know.
Maybe you're in cahoots with them, and that's why you're not admitting that they're looking at you. Maybe you're looking at everyone, too.
I don't think that's the case.
Okay, just a thought. Just thinking out loud.
No, you're free to do that.
Yep, I agree.
All right, well, have a good day.
All right, you too.
All right, bye.
Goodbye. Okay, on to our next Dollar Tree. This one's in a shopping center with a vape store, a GameStop, a hair salon, a cosmetics store, and various other things it looks like. Let's start with the Dollar Tree.
Thank you for calling Dollar Tree. This is Lynn. Can I help you?
Hey, Lynn. This is Sensei Doug over at the vape store.
Can I help you today?
Hello?
You want to take this, Rob, or do you want me to take it?
If you don't mind, go right ahead.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
Okay, who is this?
Oh, hey, it's Sensei Doug over at the vape store.
You know,
just a little ways down.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It's I feel weird saying this, but it just seems like every time you drive by, you're just looking at us all the time.
Excuse me?
Like whenever you drive by, you know, like you're going to work, you're pulling in, and you pull by the vape store, and you're always just looking in the window at us, just looking at us.
Sorry, that would not be me.
Oh, no, it's definitely you. I shop there all the time. I know which person you are.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's definitely not me. My name is Lynn. I'm one of the managers.
Yeah, I know you. I know Robert. I go in there all the time.
What vehicle do I drive then?
I'm not really into cars. I'm more of a sensei.
Okay, well,
walk around on my ninja legs.
I'm sorry if coming to work in my vehicle bothers you, but I don't drive that side.
Yeah, because like every
come right into the parking lot. Oh, come in and we can have a meeting about this in the office.
Oh no! There's no reason for that. I just hoping maybe you could just stop looking at us because You're giving us snake eyes. You're just staring at us and giving us snake eyes. And sometimes you stop your car. You just look.
No, I don't own a car. I own a truck. But we can take care of this another time. I'm on a cash register.
I call all trucks cars. I call them car trucks.
And I'm trying to help my customer.
Because I'm a sensei.
Can you come in and we can have a meeting about this in the office?
No, I already turned you down for that date you're trying to get with me. I mean, I know I'm a sensei and everything. But,
you know, this is amazing because I'm married. Thank you. We're done with this
call. You shouldn't be flirting with me. Can you believe that? Married lady trying to hit on me. And looks like the vape store doesn't have a phone number. It's just like a vape store. Fucking hippies. So I guess let's do the GameStop.
More cash for your trade today. Here, GameStop, this is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Hey there, Tiffany. This is Sensei Doug over at the Dollar Tree. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's good to hear. I can tell you don't really want to do small talk. So I'll just get right to it. I was hoping... Anyway, I was hoping... It seems like every time you're coming to work, and every time you're like out there, you're just always looking at our store, just looking at us. Like you're like giving us snake eyes, like glaring at us or something. And I mean, I don't know if
Excuse me?
Whenever you're outside or whenever you're coming to work or in your car or anything, you're always looking at us. You're just looking at everyone in the store, and we're just in here trying to do our job, and you just keep looking at us.
Is this a serious phone call?
Oh, completely serious. And I mean, I know that the windows, they have that glare on them, and we can't really see inside, but I know you're looking at us.
Chris is having you prank phone call me.
Chris? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm not taking this serious.
Oh, you should take it serious because I'm tired of it.
I'm
just trying to be over here. I'm just trying to do my job, and you're over there looking at me all day.
All day.
Yeah.
When I'm in at work.
Yeah, yeah. You're supposed to be over there doing your job. Why don't you do your job instead of just looking at us?
Mm-hmm. Tell Chris, good job, but I'm actually helping a customer right
now.
Yeah,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. Right. I know there's no customers there. You guys never have any customers. There's never any cars there. You guys just sit around and look at us. You guys are
I really gotta let you go.
Stand over there and look at us until your company goes out of business.
Oh my goodness.
And I don't even know Chris. I don't know who the fuck Chris is. This is Sensei Doug from the Dollar Tree. I'm just asking.
Good for you, Doug.
Please stop looking at me. It's just a simple request.
All right. Well, I have to let you go. I have to finish helping this customer.
So you're not going
to
stop looking at us? I mean, I'm asking nicely. Please stop looking at us. I want to do my job in peace, and you're just always over there looking at me.
Sure.
Is that a yes? Are you confirming that you're going to stop looking at me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I ask.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ask Chris. He's not going to know anything about this. You'll see. This is a real call.
Mm-hmm.
You damn looker.
Uh-huh. All right. I got to let you go.
All right, hang up then.
You can come in the store and complain about it then.
No, I don't want to be looked at anymore by you guys, especially you.
Oh, that's fine. That's okay. Whatever. I'll let you go.
All right. Good. Fine. Bye. Look at that. H&R Block is closed today. They're right next to the GameStop. You'd think they'd be open every day in July. It's a busy time of the year. Next, we've got a check cashing store, which is one of those, you know, scammy type stores. They loan you money against...
Thank you for calling. Check and go. Can you hold on just a second, please?
Well, I'm calling from the vape shop next door. Wow. Wow.
Okay, I'm really sorry about that. What can I help you with?
Oh, it's no problem. This is Sensei Doug over at the vape store next door.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, do you think when you come into work and, you know, you're walking by our windows, can you just stop looking at us?
Where are you from?
The vape store next door to you.
Louise. I never go. I never even go near you guys.
Oh, we're right next door, and like I know you don't come over, but like as you're walking in, you're just kind of looking over at us and just looking at us and giving us snake eyes. And
I wouldn't do that because I'm a smoker. So sorry.
It's not. I don't think it's me.
What's being a smoker?
I go outside and have my cigarettes out front, but I'm not staring at you, honey, and I do apologize.
Oh, well, you should.
If that's how you feel.
Well, no, it's definitely you. Like, when you're out there smoking, you're just giving us snake eyes and just glaring at us. And I don't know.
When I smoke, are you sure it's me, hon? Because when I smoke, I look the total opposite way towards a dollar store.
What are you looking at them for? What did they do?
I stand out there and just look out towards the left.
But why are you looking at them?
I don't even look towards your store.
Why don't you look?
Excuse me?
Do you not like us? Is that why you don't look at us? Are you giving us?
I have no problems with you. I've never had any problems with you. As a matter of fact, the lady that runs over there, I have no problems with her either. Her and I get along very well.
Like, you're giving us the cold shoulder, like not looking at us?
No, that's not true. Well, you know, I don't know what to say to you. And I apologize. I really do apologize if that offends you, but I have never given you the snake eyes. I can't even see inside your store.
I know, but
and when I walk up in the morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, there's nobody at your store.
Oh, we're in there. You just can't see in because we got the special coating on the windows so that you can't look at us as much. But you're still looking at us because you know we're in there. So you're just trying to start stuff.
I don't know you're in there.
Oh, well, I'm sure you do because you just keep looking at us. Like, why would you glare at our windows for no reason?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because I think your windows are gorgeous. I don't know what to say.
Well, you said
I don't appreciate a phone call. You accusing me and acting really arrogant towards me. You can just ask me and say something like that, and I'll say no problem, and I have no problems with it. You don't have to be so arrogant about
it. Well, listen, if we have gorgeous windows, how come you're always looking over at Dollar Tree? Do you think there's gorgeous?
I'm not, because when I have a cigarette, I look towards that area. I put my back, that's because I have to leave the door open so I can hear the phone ring. The only way I can hold the door open, the way it opens is
deaf
with my
your right
left
ear?
Shoulder. Excuse me?
I said, are you deaf in your right ear? Is that why you have to look at Dollar Tree?
No. It's because I have to hold the door open. I can't hold the door open with my left arm.
Why don't you just put a brick?
My right arm.
Just put
I lean against it. Sir, you know, if you have a problem, call and talk to my manager, okay?
Oh, I will. Because the manager...
Okay, well, you have a nice day, because I don't have time to sit here and listen to you criticize me.
The manager's always looking at me, too, though.
Very rude.
I know, and the manager's always looking at me, too, because I know he's not going to do anything.
Well, you know... Well, first of all, the manager in here is not a he, it's a she.
Well, it looks like a he.
So you must have the wrong store.
She's just really ugly,
no,
that's what I'm saying.
Both of us have really long hair.
Yeah, but guys have long hair. I have long hair. I'm a sensei.
I'm glad to hear that.
Are you telling me I look like...
Both of them are female, so when you said, when he comes in, I think you're talking, you've got the wrong store.
Well, she looks like a man.
I don't look in your store. I have no interest in your store. I'm a smoker, so actually I really like your store, to be honest with you. So I have nothing against you whatsoever.
Well, I don't know. Then why do you give us snake eyes? Why don't you smile when you look at us?
I don't give you snake eyes. I don't even look at you. I don't even look at your store.
Why don't you look at us and smile once in a while? Try and be friendly for once in your life.
Because I've never seen you. When the manager comes out, if I'm not having a cigarette, the manager comes out of Dollar Tree. He says, hey, Karen, how you doing? I said, hey, hon, how you doing? All the time.
Oh, so it's like a big old club against us, against the vape store. Y'all hate the vape people.
Yeah, okay.
We don't hate the vape people.
If I hated you, I actually used to vape, so I have nothing against
you. Why don't you vape
whatsoever.
Anymore? Because you hate vaping, and now you have to smoke cigarettes?
No, I've been smoking cigarettes probably longer than you've been born.
Oh, that's not true. I'm 67. How old are you?
No, I'm 63.
Okay, well, your math is off then. I was born before you.
Okay. Well, I apologize.
You should.
67, I'm 63.
But you know, like if you didn't do it, you wouldn't apologize to me. So I know you're guilty.
No, I'm just saying I'm sorry because you just seem really upset over something that I'm like, you know, I'm not guilty over nothing. I have no problems with anybody since I've been in this store for almost a year.
Well, yeah, but you're cashing checks and you're charging like 85%, you know, against those loans.
That has nothing to do with you.
Well, I'm just, you know, like you're saying you haven't ever done anything to anyone.
Your vape store is extremely expensive compared to other vape stores.
Yeah, but we also, so what? It's vaping. It's better than cigarettes. Cigarettes are gross and disgusting.
Well, that has nothing to do with our loans.
I know, but you're saying you've never done anything wrong to anyone, and you do stuff wrong to people all day long. You give people loans
so
that they can't pay back.
You give people tobacco, which gives them cancer.
Oh, no, our tobacco is in a vape pen. That's totally safe. It's proven.
Okay.
But I noticed you didn't disagree with me about the check thing.
My check, we have a lot of people that come in here and cash checks and get along very well with us, and they love us.
Yeah, right. They don't love anyone that charges them 40% interest.
We don't charge 40% interest.
I bet you do.
Where did you get that from?
Oh, how much
do you... No, I bet you don't.
How much is it?
That you don't. You come over here and cash your payroll check. We charge 2%. Where do you get 40% from?
Yeah, but then you do those loans and stuff. Those loans for like $1 billion.
We don't do $1 billion. That's ridiculous.
Well, you know, I'm just exaggerating. I'm just upset because you've been giving me snake eyes all week.
Why don't you call Christina tomorrow and talk to Christina? She's my manager, and you have a lovely day.
You know, when I first called her, she's like, can you please hold? I'm like, okay, sure. And I just waited on a hold. It was like 5 minutes. And I didn't play this part for you because it's super boring. It's just me listening to hold music and being irritated and stuff. So when I called back, that was my second time calling back, and she put me on hold again, probably because she was busy loaning someone money against their paycheck that they'll never be able to pay back because they make bad financial choices like using a check-and-go. You know, I actually have no idea what a check-and-go is. I just assume it's one of those paycheck scam places. It's probably a totally legit business.
Thank you for just calling. This is Emily. How can I help you?
Oh, hey there, Emily. This is Sensei Doug over at the check-and-go store.
Hi.
You know, over in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Over in the big parking lot where the real businesses are?
Okay.
Across the grass, yeah. Hey, I was just wondering, it seems like whenever you're coming into your store, like whenever you're driving in, you're always just like looking over here and just looking at us. Can you just stop looking at us all the time?
Okay, I don't think you have the right number.
Oh no, it's definitely you. You're the salon place. It's just across the trees over in that little bitty parking lot, the little puny one. And okay. It's like whenever you cut through Dollar General and you're just looking at us as you drive by.
Okay.
By the check store, we're just a couple doors down.
Yeah.
I was just hoping you could just kind of stop.
Looking at you guys?
Yeah, you're looking at us, you're glaring at us, giving us snake eyes.
I don't think it must be someone else that's doing that.
Well, you said your name's Emily, right?
Yeah.
Because I get my hair styled there all the time, and I know who's who around that place. And it's definitely you. You're always, like, driving by here and just looking at us.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it must be a misunderstanding.
I don't think so. I mean, like, why else would you look at us like that and just glare and, like, slow your car down and, like, you're pointing at your eyes and then pointing at us?
No.
That's not cool.
Nope. Not me. Promise.
Well, I don't know. Who else would it be? You have
I have no idea.
Twin that works there or something?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have a twin that works there or something?
No.
Okay, well, you know, we're all in this together. We're all just trying to do our job here. There's no reason for you to be like that.
Okay, I'm with a client, so I'm gonna let you go. Okay?
Which client? Which one?
Okay, bye.
Which one? Tell me which one. All right, I think I'm about done. It looks like I have another cash store. And here, I'm going to do street view and look at their windows. Okay, right on their sign, title loans and cash advances. Well, I guess this is a totally different place because it's not a check cashing store. But that's about all I can read on their windows. And I've just heard really bad things about stores like this. Like, I had a relative that worked at one for a while, and she had to quit because she felt so guilty about what she was doing to people because they would take out loans on their paycheck that they're going to get next week. And, of course, it's got some crazy interest rate, so you're going to just be paying it back for months and months and probably forever. Stay away from cash stores, everyone. Never go into a cash store.
Thank you for calling the cash store. My name is Jessica. Can I get your name, please?
Oh, hey there, Jessica. This is Sensei Doug, next door over at the Great Clips.
Oh, hi.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Hanging in there, you know, just ready to go home.
How can I help you today?
Well, I was just wondering, every time you come into work and, you know, you're going in the door, you're always just looking over here. You're always just looking at our windows and just looking at us.
I am?
Yeah. Yeah, you.
I enter and through the back.
I know, but, you know, we're back there smoking. We have a door back there, too. And, you know, we're loading boxes, and you're just always looking at us every time you come in the back. And then when you come out front, for whatever reason, you look in the windows. You're always...
look in the windows.
Uh-huh. You're always just looking at us. You're always just staring and glaring at us. And I know the windows are dark and you can't see in them that good, but we know you're...
Well, no,
you're
my job entails that I have to look at everything around me, but no, I don't think I single-handedly look out or look into the Great Cliffs.
Oh, so now it's your job to look around and look at everything. And why do you have to look at everything for your job?
Security issues.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't mean you have to glare at us, though. Like, does it say in the handbook that you have to glare at people and be intimidating?
I don't honestly think that I'm glaring at anybody when I'm walking in and out to go to work. I feel like I'm just walking in and out of my business.
But you're always just, like, staring at our door. Like, once I was looking out the little peephole thing in the door, and you were looking straight at the peephole like you knew I was there. You're glaring at me a whole
bunch. I couldn't have been looking in your peephole if I was walking into my own store.
No, not looking in the peephole. You're looking at it. And I was looking through the peephole. I was watching you secretly.
So your door is a few doors down from mine, so I don't think I could have been looking.
No, when you pull into the back, you know, the employee parking? And we've got the little peephole door in the back where we get deliveries and stuff.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
Well, if you didn't know what I was talking about, why would you be sorry?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not sure where you're going with this because I don't think that what's happening is happening.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just asking you if you could just please stop looking at us all the time. Just stop. God.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, are you sorry that you look at us like that?
I don't look at you like that, unfortunately, so no.
So you're not even going to admit that you're looking at us all the time?
No, I'm not.
It's just like a woman.
Have a great day.
All right. Okay, I think we're about done with these. I think I'm calling the last one right now, because I know you guys don't want my show to go on for 2 hours. We can't have that.
Hello, thank you for calling Great Clips. Sabrina speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hey there, Sabrina. This is Sensei Doug next door at the cash store.
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing today?
Good.
That's good to hear. Hey, I was just wondering, it seems like every time you walk by, you're always looking at us. You're always looking in the windows and staring at us and just, like, glaring. And I was just hoping, like, do you think you could stop doing that?
Okay, that's funny.
Oh, no, it's not funny. Like, we've been putting up with this forever from you guys, from you people over there. Just always looking at us.
No.
And we're just trying to do our job. Just stop looking.
He said we're looking out the window of the cash store, and then he says we're glaring. He says, but yeah, for forever, so it's a prank call. Okay, well, I got to get back to work, though.
Okay, it's not a prank call. I'm at the cash store next door. Just stop looking at us, okay?
Have a good day. I know all the ladies there. Bye.
Okay, well, you don't know me, apparently, because now she's calling me a lady. I see how it is. So I can't have a show where the last call is one where, they just laugh and say, oh, you're a prank caller, and hang up.
Thank you for calling Check and Go.
So
calls may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
One more call to this lady.
To hear our store hours, press 1. To inquire about a new loan, or 1.
Thank you for calling Check and Go. This is Karen, and how may I help you today?
Hey there, Karen. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Check and Go.
Hi, how you doing?
Not too bad. We received some complaints that the employees there were looking at people.
You know, that's the guy next door. He was very rude to me.
What?
He called me and says, yeah, let me just finish my customer. Can you give me 1 second?
Okay, what are you doing to the customer?
I'm giving them an application or signing
okay.
a contract.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah, no problem at all.
Just give me
I'll
1 second.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
She apparently does not remember my voice. It's been about 30 minutes since I called her, I think. It's enough to totally forget my voice, right? Man, I almost fucked that up, asking what she's doing. I blame Carlito. I do that sort of thing because of him.
Have a good day.
Yep.
All right, thank you. Hi.
Oh, hey there.
Okay. So, yeah, he calls me and he says, I have a complaint. I said, sure. I said, what can I help you with? And he says, I don't like your snake eyes.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
Like I said, I'm really sorry about that. He says, well, I'm calling from the vape store next door. Do you have something against us? I said, no, because I'm a smoker, so I have nothing against you whatsoever. He says, well, I want you to stop looking in our store and coming up and looking in the window. I don't even look at their store.
Yeah, why would you?
He says, every morning you... I know. He's like, every time you get out of your car, you just walk up to your door and you stare at us. He says, you did that this morning. I said, I said, well, what time did I come in this morning? He said, you came in at 9:45 like you normally do. I says,
yep,
no, I came in at 8:45 this morning. There was nobody at your store. There was no car around. I said, do you drive the little red car? He's like, yes, I do. I said, well, I didn't see it this morning. Doesn't mean I wasn't here. I'm like, okay. So I said, well, every once in a while, I'll go out. You know what I mean? And he says, I said, but I don't even look at your store. I'll be with you 1 second, honey. I said, I don't even look at your store. I said, I look down the other areas. Oh, what? He says, what, are you deaf in your right ear? Is that why you look down the other area? I'm like, excuse me?
Wow, that's just... So you weren't looking at him, though, were you? Were you looking at him?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay, well...
Not at all.
Because we didn't get a report from a vape store. We got a report from a Dollar Tree and a GameStop and a H&R Block and a salon. But no, nothing from the vape store.
Yeah, this guy said he was from the vape store.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe he hasn't complained yet.
Did he call you on a 513 number?
No, we didn't get a call from the vape store. We just got a call from all of the other stores in the shopping center that said you were looking at him.
That's not true. The guy from the vape store
was
the only one that called me, and he might have called in and complained about the other stores. Did you get all single people calling them?
No. When the salon called us, they're over in that puny parking lot, and it's like all of the girls from the salon were talking to us in unison on the phone.
Okay.
Their complaints and... Yeah, okay,
nope,
well...
I don't do that. Not at all.
Okay, well, that's...
As a matter of fact, the Dollar Tree manager was out there this morning when I came. He said, hey, Karen, how you doing? I said, great, how you doing?
Were you looking at him?
No, as I was walking in, he said, hey, Karen, I turned my head and said, hi, how you doing?
Okay, but you didn't glare at him, though, right? Or
no, not at all. I would never do that.
Give him snake eyes or...
Why would I do that?
I've
never had complaints about me on that.
I don't know. Did you say it was Kevin at Dollar Tree?
Kevin? No. I thought he said his name was Kevin from the Express, from the vape store.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin's at the vape store. I see. Okay. Wow, this is a lot of information here. I'll have to go through all this and figure out what's going on, but just make sure you're not giving people snake eyes and not looking at everyone.
I'm not. I would never do that. I'm like a happy-go-lucky person.
All right. I'm sure you are. I don't mean to make an accusation or anything. But as long as we're talking about it, we can see the cameras there in the store, and you're always just looking at the cameras, like just looking at them.
I am?
Yeah, like when you're helping customers, you're like talking to them, but you're looking at the camera and kind of...
The camera's behind me, though, when I talk to the customers.
Right, but we see the reflection out of the window, and you're like looking in the reflection so that you're looking directly at the camera. Yeah, I mean, we know that trick, and you're just kind of giving us... You're just kind of giving us snake eyes here in the corporate office.
Well, I apologize. I don't mean to do that if I do. It's not meant to do that.
Okay, all right. I just thought I'd mention it while I have you on the phone.
All right, and I'm sorry.
Well, if you weren't doing it, why would you be sorry?
You sound like the same guy who just called me.
Well, no, I was just commenting on what you said. Maybe you said that to him, too.
Well, that's I said to him, I said, well, I apologize if it bothers you.
Oh, why would you apologize?
I don't mean to do that. And, you know, he said, well, sounds like you're guilty. And I said, no, I'm not guilty. I'm apologizing. If I didn't and I wasn't aware of doing it, I apologize for that.
Well, okay. Well, I was just, as long as I had you on the phone, it's not a big deal. It's just like you just kept giving us snake eyes on the camera and all the tapes.
Hmm.
We have AI that detects snake eyes and...
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, if I do it, I don't mean to do it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that's
sorry.
Good to hear. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I know you're always sorry. It's always a sorry with you. You're always apologizing for the things that you do.
Okay. You have a nice day.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
all
you
right,
too. I
you.
Hope your shift goes
okay,
well.
So I just got a customer
thanks
in my
for being,
store.
Oh, which one is it?
A customer that's in my store?
Yeah. Is it a regular
it's
or new?
One of my customers. Yeah, it's one of my regular customers.
What's their name?
I can't give that out.
Well, don't
that's private information.
Don't be giving them snake eyes, okay? Just smile.
I won't. I promise you. You have a wonderful day.
Smile pleasantly.
You back
smile.
To see if you're actually from my corporate office.
Oh, I am. Don't try and doubt me,
Stephen
lady.
Day.
What?
Is it Stephen Day? You said.
In the Steve Dave from the corporate office. You'll see when
it.
You call me back. Hey, I'm looking on the security. I'm looking on the security camera right now. You're giving that customer snake eyes. You stop it.
I'm looking at my computer right now. Am I giving you snake eyes right now?
I need to make
my payment. No, she just needs to make her payment. I'm holding her up.
Okay,
all right. You,
okay,
so.
Well, I'll let you go. You stop holding her up, but just don't give her snake eyes anymore. I saw it on the camera. I saw it.
I won't. Okay. All right.
All right. Well, have a nice day, ma'am.
I won't anymore. All right, you too.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Anymore, because I know you've been doing it. All of a sudden, it's anymore, right?
Oh, hey, yeah. Brad. How you doing? It's
hey.
Corbin guy.
Hey, Corbin.
Hey, just to let you know, first off, one of my siblings has left to Washington State and has moved down to Albany, so she's
okay.
living in your neighborhood. Yes, my
how do you know which neighborhood I'm in?
So it's now your responsibility to take care of her and make sure she doesn't get into any trouble.
Well, I'll take care of her.
If something should arise,
give
me a call. I'll kick their ass. Secondly, I just finished up with that ham radio show, you know, triangulating. Oh, that woman with the microwaves was so awesome. You should have told her that, like, we are beaming microwaves at your house because we have a contract going on with China, and they are bouncing off the repeater towers and measuring depths of the soil because we're going to start drilling for geothermal energy in your neighborhood.
Why didn't I think of that?
But aside from that, I do have a shortwave radio, which is one of those little hand crank
Corbin
generator
guy.
Ones. You know, it's
his voice smells like a minute long
like,
now.
Wind it up and like listen to like Radio Moscow or something like that.
Yep.
Find out what Trump is doing.
Yep.
Just so long as your post box is still good. Hopefully it is. Yay! Hopefully it is.
Oh no, it's been gone
541 or something like that. I don't know.
Nope.
Better repeat your post office box.
That's
after
okay.
this message.
No, thank you.
So other people can send you stuff.
I don't have a PO box. What are you talking about?
Look at it again.
All right, it's been a minute and a half. This voicemail goes on for another 30 seconds. Here's one immediately after for 40 seconds by Corbin Guy. I'll just go ahead and delete that one too.
Hey, Brad, I was just calling to tell you that I'm going to disconnect the phone call.
Oh, okay. Thanks for letting me know. Holy shit, I'm really behind on voicemails again. Kind of looks like I need to do just a voicemail show soon, because everybody loves those.
Hey, Brad. Mob7 here.
Hey there.
So I was listening to the show called Handy Talkie. And by the way, kudos for harassing that guy for calling it Handy Talkie. That was gay.
Yeah,
all right.
So gay.
So two things. One.
You know, I don't really have a problem with the name Handy Talkie. It's about as dumb as Walkie Talkie. Probably less dumb sounding, but whatever. I just wanted to give her a hard time.
Sunshine had said on one of the previous shows that I was really excited. And yeah, I was really excited. So thank you, Sunshine. Love you guys. Okay. Anyways.
Thanks, Sunshine.
Also, Mr. Meningitis on the Discord says that everybody who leaves voicemails are autistic. You go screw yourself, Meningitis. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, back to business.
Meningitis, he's a known liar. Just don't listen to him.
About on one of the voicemails, a caller had asked something about, you know, where did Steve;Gate come from? So, I know where Steve;Gate came from. And it did come from Mallrats, but it came from a guy who was auditioning for a position that they thought it was hilarious that he had two first names. And his name was Steve;Gate. So, he didn't get the position, but as a shout-out, they loved his name and they thought it was so damn funny. They actually put that line in the movie. Tell him, Steve Dave. So there you go. That's the origin of
pissed.
Steve Dave. So now you know. Oh, all right.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, my boy! Oh, my boy!
There we go. Well, I hope they paid the guy for stealing his name. I mean, not that I should talk. I haven't paid anyone, and I'm using the name all the time.
Hey, Brad. It's Pussy Slap. I had to listen to your show, Denial Lawn Service. Great show. Man, I listen to you every week, man. You're consistent. Always good. But if you like,
I think for the past 2 weeks, I have only gotten one show done each week. I mean, one plus a hobosode or two. So you are totally wrong. I've been sucking lately. Don't tell me I'm doing okay. I'll get comfortable, you know, doing it like this.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad.
Oh, hey,
the
Brad.
Producer.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah, if you remember, a few weeks back, I got put on unpaid suspension from producing the show because I booked the recently deceased Chris Cornell.
Yeah, that was a mess. Thanks
yeah,
for
my
that.
Bad. Anyway, as I'm sure you know...
It's okay, I blamed it on the sponsor, so
Chester
it's fine.
Chester Bennington from Linkin Park actually performed at Chris's funeral.
Oh, nice.
Apparently the two of them were BFFs.
Don't tell me you're going to get
today,
him.
Holy
July shit.
July the 20th, 2017. I've actually booked Chester to be on the Snowpaw show tomorrow.
Whoa.
Friday, July the 21st.
You guys.
So, we're going to make some room in the schedule for the guests.
Blink-182 guy.
About Chris and...
Because I totally know all the member names in Blink-182.
How great it was for me to book the dead guy. So, I'll be looking forward to that.
Right.
I'll go ahead and move some stuff around.
You're totally redeeming yourself after that whole Chris Cornell kerfluffle.
And we'll get Chester on tomorrow. All right. Bye.
Great. Thanks, Brad. Best producer ever. I thought he really fucked up last time, but now he's making it right. just like a good producer should.
I'm not a hobo, but I do like Four Loko. But I don't throw my Four Loko cans out the window.
All right. His song that he's working on, it's getting longer. He almost has a whole verse done now. It's getting good. I wonder what's going to happen next.
Hey, Roy. In episode 382, a lot of people sent voicemails trying to tell you the origin of the calls coming from inside the house.
Yeah, like they know anything.
I think it goes all the way back further to the 1943 radio thriller called Sorry, Wrong Number, written by Lucille Fletcher, starring Agnes Moorehead. It was critically acclaimed and very good. Give it a chance. Thanks.
So I guess everyone's homework assignment for this week is to listen to the 1943 radio thriller called Sorry, Wrong Number, written by Lucille Fletcher, starring Agnes Moorehead. I'm sure somebody in the comments is going to find that show and put a link to it so you can all listen to it, and we'll find out if this guy is full of crap.
On the torrent page, the 2014 media pack says it's the most recent version, but it's not.
What?
But can you fix that?
Isn't the 2015
also
the most recent?
Can you, like, use magnets, too? Because, like, no one uses torrent files.
Magnets?
All right, bye.
And I'm looking at the torrent page right now, and the most recent one is 2015, located at phonelosers.com/torrent. If you scroll down, there's like a big heading that says old torrents that may or may not still be working. And the 2014 one is down there. I just left it in there in case people were still seeding it, but the most recent one is definitely 2015. It's up there on the top, phonelosers.com/torrent. And 2015, that's good enough. We don't even need a new one anymore, do we? I basically just do the same thing over and over forever. Just listen to 2014. It'll be like you're listening to the latest episodes.
Hey, Brad, it's J-Man here. I wanted to answer the question, which probably has already been answered about a million times.
Probably.
Is how did the police not figure out, or how did they figure out the call was coming inside the house?
Yeah, what the hell?
Said, didn't the bad guy pick up another
explain
extension?
This to me. I don't know much about phones.
The answer is they actually had two lines. And back then, you could have two different lines in the same home. And so he was essentially calling from a different phone number. And I think it was the business line of the father who was on vacation or whatever.
Did they have business lines in the 70s in your home? I mean, I know it's possible, of course, but did people really do that? People didn't work from home. That's crazy.
Or whatever it was. And he was upstairs using the office phone, the business line. And that's how they figured it out.
Okay.
1979
I guess.
Technology for you.
So, this is explained in the movie. If I watch the movie, this is all in there? Were they just being super futuristic, having two lines in their
good
house?
Good one. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks for the answer. I'm sure you're right. I know nothing about this movie. I think people just thought that telephones were magical back then, and that's why the calls were coming from inside the house. Because phones are magical. That's the real reason.
What's up, B-Rad? You know what? You're a fucking idiot. Well, you're a funny fucking idiot. Have a good one. Later.
Thanks. That call came from New Mexico, and I'm going to assume it was probably from Roy, New Mexico. And he's probably just sick of me giving his town a bad name, like I always do. Okay, last voicemail.
Hey, Brad. This is Gene. The phrase, the phone call is coming from inside the house from a 1974 movie called Silent Night, Evil Night, a.k.a. Black Christmas, starring John Saxon and Margot Kidder.
Really? What?
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, thanks for the help on that. It looks like everybody else was wrong. So holy shit, it's getting late. I need to end the voicemails right now so I can try and edit this show together and maybe get it released today. So I am leaving. Thanks for listening to the show, everyone. Thank you, Hendrick G, for sponsoring today's show. And I promise you guys, I'm going to have a second show this week. I know I've said that the last 2 weeks, but last week I just released an old episode and tried to pass that off as a new one. I was hoping you guys wouldn't notice. This week, though, I'm going to make amends, just like Brad the producer is trying to do by, you know, getting that other, Linkin Park guy. I thought it was the Blink-182 guy that died. I mean, same thing, right? Isn't that the same band? Yeah, anyway, though, I'm going to try and make amends. I'm going to try and fix things this week, just like Brad the producer. So I'm leaving now. I've got to go edit this show now and try and get it posted today. And if you're not hearing this on Monday, then you know I suck. I'm sorry. I suck.
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
No, I don't drink coffee. I don't even have a cup. I drink bottled water, so you need to back your facts up. I'm a diabetic, need to watch my sugar count. Coffee's not a beverage I drink when I'm driving about. I never drop litter in my whole damn life. If you see me sat in Starbucks, I'm content to use the Wi-Fi. I didn't see no secret camera hidden in the cacti. Andy Anderson is gonna fuck you up, wise guy. I don't drink coffee, it's not my drink of choice. I order spring water when I'm drinking with the boys. Caffeine is mean to me, there's nothing to enjoy.
Will you say your name again? Roy?
I'm recording this call on my answering machine. I assure you that it's working, though you didn't hear a beep. I'm gonna take this tape and fucking march it down the street. Knock on Andy's door and get a hear by the chief of Phoenix, please.
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cup out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottle, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
I bet you're the most annoying neighbor ever. Like, every little thing that happens to you. I'm going to get the deputy. He lives next door to me. We're good friends.
Woo. Woo. Woo.
No, I don't go to the local places.
I'm a diabetic and I drink water.
Fuck yeah!
We've got our cacti eyes on you. That's our new slogan.
I still don't understand why it's my house in particular.